is today. 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day Way to recap what's going on in the world. Chris Christie, goodbye. Chris Christie, don't cry. Chris, I don't think he's going to suffer much for this.
I think he kind of looked pretty okay yesterday, didn't he?
Most people. Yeah. I get a kick out of some of these naysayers. Oh, hello. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here, and Ken Kessler is here, and you are here, and you can be heard by dialing 888-302-3684 should you want to be heard. And if you don't want to be heard, you can listen to us. We want to be heard. After all, why would we be here if we didn't want to be heard? We want to be heard. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me? I can hear for miles and miles. Remember that song? It's actually I can see for miles, but I can hear for miles and miles. Is that the Who? It is the Who, isn't it?
Yes,
Who?
It is.
Yeah, the Who. All right. Who? Who? You can see what kind of a day this is going to be. Just kind of
Friday.
Like first
Come on.
60 seconds. All right, so I don't know. Before we get to Chris Christie, I have to spend a moment or two talking about the people who are gushing about the self-driving car. Now, this has nothing to do, except because of the reference, obviously, to the bridge, George Washington Bridge, and going into Fort Lee, and everybody talking about cars and plugging up the bridge and so forth and so on. There was this big hoopla yesterday about the self-driving car and whether or not consumers want to be connected to that car. Most people who are my age down, even to Jennifer's age, who love driving, I find that the new generation, the millennials, they don't seem to care about driving. For me, driving is a passion. I love to drive. Jennifer, do you love to drive? Or you
no.
like to drive? You don't
I like to
drive. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm okay to give it up every once in a while.
Kenny, what would you use as a word to describe?
I love to drive.
Yeah, I find driving is one of the most important ways to exercise your freedom. There's something that just smacks of freedom driving yourself around. So there's this buzz at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas about the self-driving car, because this is all about electronics, and these cars are going to be programmed to drive themselves. And there's supposed to be something in the middle lane of the highways put there to keep the cars on the straight and narrow.
I don't think.
Well, basically, this stuff is being developed by people who develop video games. Those are the people. Did you know that?
That are running
the
world.
Those are the people who are, yeah, well, they are running the world, but they're the ones behind the self-driving car. The video gaming industry. And one of the people who founded Atari is the guy who's really kind of spearheading and trying to get to Chrysler. Apparently they're having more luck with Chrysler than ever. Chrysler, the guys at Fiat that bought Chrysler, A, got a great deal, and B, they're smart. And whenever I rent a car, I always rent a Chrysler. Always either a 200 or a 300 or a Dodge.
Charger.
What's the Charger. I love those. They are really good
cars.
Those
are such boy cars.
Yeah.
Although I used to have a Dodge. I had a Dodge Durango. Loved that car.
Oh, you had that Dodge wagon that the company had.
Yeah, that's the Durango.
It still has. Oh, that's a Durango?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's an okay deal. Hey, but that's an older car. The ones they're making now.
That was an SUV 2000, yeah.
Right. Yeah, but the ones they're making now are really, they're good products. Chrysler is a good product. And people say, it's not an American car anymore. Yeah, it is. Most of any factory in America, American factory workers, it's a good car. Anyway, so I had to get off on this a little bit because there's not too much analysis of consumer electronics from this perspective. There are a lot of people who are there at this conference who are looking at the gadgets, little gadgets, the trinkets and stuff. Kenny, you've probably seen some reviews of some of this stuff. We're all over this stuff. But I think that this is the most interesting thing. I'm going to Las Vegas probably next week, a little day late and a dollar short, but I would like to have been there this way. I've never been to a consumer electronics show. Jennifer, you
It is so overwhelming. Yeah. I mean, it's bigger than you can imagine.
Kenny, you been there?
I have not.
No. All right. So anyway, look for information about the self-driving car and see a lot of it. I'm guessing now that it's sort of it's not in vogue yet, but it certainly is a discussion. It's kind of like there's
can you imagine when this is going to be normal? When this will probably be normal in a few years.
Yeah.
Gosh, but I'm such a control freak. I don't know if I could handle it.
I hope that
sitting in there and just letting something else take control. Ooh.
Some blowhard in government is going to say everybody should be in cars that we control.
Right.
Because you can
safety,
see that.
Because we can't trust you to drive yourself.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's going to happen. You've got it, Jennifer. They're going to say, you're not good enough to drive. It's not safe having you on the road. We're going to take over driving for you.
Don't worry, kids.
Wait and see if that doesn't happen. All right, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, 888-302-3684. See if we can start a thread of that conversation on Facebook and Twitter, Kenny. Meanwhile, most of the conversation, I'm guessing, as we continue, the industrial strength comments are all aimed at Chris Christie and commuters in Fort Lee and the George Washington Bridge and the press conference yesterday. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you not?
Oh, yeah.
You want to give us a few?
It was everywhere, though, on social media. That's why I'm answering for Ken. Uh-huh. Because it was, I mean, did you not? It was trending on Twitter. Bridgegate, yeah. Chris Christie, Chris. I mean, if you turned on Twitter yesterday afternoon, five of the trending terms were all about Chris Christie.
Yeah. Jennifer, was anybody singing Chris Christie?
No, nobody did that. That trend's only on Good Day, sir.
Really?
All right, Ken, back to you in the studio.
You love that. Chris Christie, don't cry. All right, so we have, I suppose we spent a little bit of time on this, so stand by. The stuff that came out of the press conference, 2 hours of it, was pretty self-explanatory, and he left himself open for reevaluation upon reevaluation. What really bugs me, and Kenny knows this because he could hear it in my tone, is the attitude of the news media, these clowns who think it's their job to be indignant. Your job, you nutbirds, is to ask a question without passion. You ask the question, let people figure it out for themselves. We don't need you to be indignant. Oh,
the gotcha guy.
Get lost.
Well, they're all trying to bait him because we've all seen video of Chris Christie losing his temper.
Yeah.
So all these reporters are hoping that they could be the one who makes him go nuts and say the wrong thing that brings him down.
Right. Yeah. Of course. Very important. We always like news reporters who think they're the most important part of the story. Yep, that's it. Right. So the things that you need to know today are part of our discussion here, the important stories, conversation about what's happening, baby, what's happening. 888-302-3684, email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com, 14 after the hour.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
With the Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,000 in extra savings. You can save even more on essentials like coffee, cereal, paper towels, and laundry detergent. Plus, get ready for tax season with savings on TurboTax and HP printers and ink. Get your savings book today. So join and save. Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
16, 17 or so after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day Program. All right, so who wants to talk about Chris Christie? Do we? I already.
Is that a new game show? Who wants to talk about a millionaire? Who wants to talk about Chris Christie?
It is. It's sort of already kind of over. Unless they found something here. I guess the most important thing for me out of this isn't the political fallout, isn't the punishment for the aides who deliberately sabotaged the traffic on the bridge. For me, the lady who died is the focus here. And you got to know that there are going to be all kinds of lawsuits. There will be lawsuits from his family. Commuters could sue Christie for this. I don't know. There's got to be some kind of protective what's this so that you don't become personally liable for this, but they can still sue you. The elderly woman, if you want to know more about this, can they prove that she died because of the unnecessary traffic delays? Probably. So she was in an ambulance, and she has, that family has the strongest, most legally viable tort action. Any public interest law professor would look at this and say, oh, they're licking their chops on this. So
that's why Weilstein took the fifth yesterday.
Yeah, because he could be.
Because if he admitted anything, then he could be held responsible, liable.
Yeah. So the lawyers think about being on a jury. Every member of a jury in a case like this could imagine himself in a car. I'm sorry. Well, maybe in a car or in an ambulance. You could all. This is an easy.
Anybody could imagine.
Yeah, you can imagine.
You just can't go anywhere. You're
right.
Stuck.
Yeah. So never mind how much it costs, you know, the people sitting on the bridge, time wasted at businesses, how much fuel was wasted, all that stuff. Nobody thought of that, but that's going to be how the dust on this settles around that, I think, after it's all said and done. Christie doesn't lose credibility. And they say, well, how can he run the government if he doesn't have control of his staff? Hello, look at who's there now.
You want to see? Even talk to the staff.
Right.
I was a little disappointed with Christie yesterday.
Were you?
I thought that, you know, you've got to take responsibility. But I think he actually did a good job in the press conference.
Oh, he did a great job.
He recovered very well. I think he was authentic. Now, if there's any little shred that comes out that he's lying, big problems.
Right, yeah. And so that's where the news media or the gotcha media will be after him to see if they can find something or other. All right, where's Bill in Richmond? Hi, make it quick.
Yeah, hi. You got it wrong again. The woman's daughter was already on television last night saying that the woman had died and wasn't the fault of the traffic, and that she had probably already died before she left.
You got it wrong again. Isn't that amazing how I can do that? Just reading all these reports and what they say, I got it wrong again. Well, that's not the most important thing. The sad thing is that reality. All right, sir, thank you. 21 after the hour.
My name's name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
So clever.
Get it? A bridge? George Washington Bridge? Chris Christie shut the bridge down? Did you get it?
No, what's the story, Jennifer? Is the story there?
I don't know if you heard about it.
Really?
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Crank it up, Michael. There they are. Dramatists. It's the news media versus Chris Christie for a down slam.
Tell you what, I'll never vote against that guy. No telling what I'll shut down in my house.
All right. All right. Now let's quiet everybody down now.
I think I was just shushed.
I got it wrong again.
Sail on, silver girl.
All right.
Sail on.
Stunt. Is it indefensible? He should have fired everybody. It's not over till it's over. Yada, yada, yada. Well, Jay Leno. Let's start out our late night show, Joke Fest, with Jay Leno. Shall we, Michael? I guess that's a yes.
Starting now.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie in the news, as you know. He doesn't know yet if he's running for president in 2016. I guess he'll cross that bridge when he comes to it. I guess. Well, this is turning into a huge scandal. Apparently, somebody in Governor Christie's office, as you know, was involved in that traffic lane closure at the George Washington Bridge. It clogged up a major artery, caused a huge traffic jam. And the allegation is it was done in retaliation against the mayor of Fort Lee for not supporting Christie's reelection campaign. But Christie's denying any personal involvement. He said he was too busy clogging his own arteries at the time. And he didn't.
Finally, good news, starting to get warmer in this country. Aren't we excited about that?
Yeah.
getting warmer. It's getting warmer. That's right. The polar vortex, that's what they're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
The polar vortex that put the entire country into a deep freeze is now headed up north to Canada. Some payback for giving us Justin Bieber.
It's been a lousy week for Governor Christie. I mean, first the bridge scandal, and now the nationwide Velveeta shortage. You know this?
Yeah.
The United States is running out of Velveeta cheese. We are desperately low on Velveeta cheese. I'm telling you, I had to wait in line for 3 hours at the pump earlier today to get Velveeta cheese.
Here's some more political news. Today, President Obama announced a new plan to create things called promise zones in parts of the country where the economy still needs help. Promise zones. Sounds less like an economic plan, more like something your parents would say during the sex talk.
Remember, Gary, you should wait till you're in love before touching someone's promise zone.
Promises, promises. Everything has a song attached to it. You've noticed that, right?
Today, sure. Done. Yeah.
888-302-3684. Didn't we have a story at Doug7.com about the Velveeta shortage earlier this week, Kenny?
I think it might even still be there.
Still posted.
Yeah, it is.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So if you want to know about the
cheese-pocalypse.
Yes. Story behind the story. Cheese-pocalypse. Story behind the story at DougStephan.com. We got it all, including a tribute in the next half hour to former host Bob Grant. I say former because he's dead, but there's some interesting things that used to come out of that guy's mouth, and we'll have some of them as we continue here on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, should Edward Snowden be given clemency?
Son, you're a young man now. I just wanted to take a few minutes and talk about, well, about men and women.
I know all about that stuff.
Well, you might know a little biology, but do you know how to treat a woman?
I guess I could use a little direction. So how do I treat a woman, Dad?
No, I'm not going to tell you. You have to figure that out by yourself.
How?
Well, first I suggest you watch a lot of bad TV and violent movies and observe how women get treated there.
Okay, I'm kind of doing that already. What else?
Well, let's see. Oh, yeah, when you're at school, be sure to take careful note of what irresponsible older boys say.
I sure will.
Sometimes the only message boys get is the wrong one. Many young men need advice and direction on how to behave towards women. You can help provide it. By teaching boys early that violence against women is wrong, you can help prevent domestic violence. For tips on what to say, visit www.endabuse.org. End abuse. Teach early. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council and the Family Violence Prevention Fund.
Here's today's Both Sides question. For Reagan and Lowry, should Edward Snowden be given clemency after admitting to illegal disclosure of intelligence information because he's been largely vindicated?
It does scramble ideological lines a little bit. There's no doubt about that. I think he broke the laws. He should come back and face music if he wants to come back to this country. There are other ways to expose what he wanted to expose. I do think it's a little bit of an ambiguous case because the information's come out has fueled a public debate that has been healthy.
Clearly, he broke the law by doing what he did. However, he should have broken the law. Somebody should have broken the law. So I guess I would lean towards some sort of, if he chooses to come back, prosecution, but then clemency, a pardon of some sort, because President Obama said he wanted a debate on this issue. Well, he got one. And
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan and Rich Lowry.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Sang that song? That's not Donna Summer. Who did that song? Want some action? The disco queen.
Know.
Oh, yes, you do.
Of course
you do.
No.
Want some action. Can you remember who that was? Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horne, Doug Shepard.
I need a little more than that.
No, it's not the disco song. I want some action.
I
like the boogie. Right, thank you. Who did I like to boogie?
Wow, Michael.
It's good, Michael. I like the boogie. Somebody will come up with that. Anyway, what's that got to do with anything?
Not much.
Why does it have to have something to do with anything? 888-302-3684. Who said, who made the rule up that everything has to make sense and everything has to be coupled
definitely
together?
Definitely not you, sir.
No, that's right. Thank you for acknowledging that and for knowing that.
Alicia Bridges.
That's it, Alicia Bridges.
Hey, she could be a bridge song.
That's right. Where's that? All right, what's the next bridge song? What's the back, Sean? Come on, Michael, crank it up. Let's wait till she gets to the bridge. See Chris Christie out there on the floor, and the dance floor?
I could. I bet he could bust.
All right. No love. Love and lies just bring you down. When you've got women all over town, you can love them all. And when you're married, Chris Christie married. What does his wife look like?
I don't know.
All right, hold on. Quiet. Action. What did you say the reference to bridge in here was? I don't remember the bridge.
Oh.
That's Alicia Bridges. It's Friday. You got
keep
that.
Listening.
I know. I love more clever things like that.
Very, very toasty.
What's this?
This is our other bridge song.
Falling down.
This might be the best one yet.
Hi.
There, Christy.
And that's our bridge library.
That's very nice. Thank you very much, Michael. So, most people are talking about Chris Christie in one way or another this morning. Most of the experts, you know them experts, they want some action. Those experts predict that Christie will regain his flat footing. Political analysts say that the New Jersey governor will probably survive this scandal, provided there are no more surprises. 2 hours, a lot of fodder. And all those clowns from the news media that were trying to get him didn't survive. Well, is this right? They didn't do particularly well. So what do you think? 888-302-3684. Here is Chris listening to W-A-Y-Y. Why not? Hi, Chris.
Yep.
Yep.
I think one of the Christie's move was one of the most astute ones I've seen. The country's been sick of listening to Obama and the company lying, not taking responsibility, and blaming Bush for how long. And now something happens in front of Christie.
In fairness,
and
Bush deserves plenty of blame. Right, go ahead.
All of a sudden, now Christie, something happens there. He takes responsibility. Mm-hmm. He fires the people.
Yeah.
He's right
he
up
did a
front
good
about
job.
It. And I tell you what, I think that's going to take him a long ways towards the president.
This may be. Actually, this could be, Chris, this could be a conspiracy. This could have been planned. This could have been a setup to show him as a leader.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could have happened.
Possible. Right.
Chris, what's temperature in Eau Claire this morning?
Oh, I don't know. It's not too bad. It's probably maybe 4 or 5 below zero.
Marty Walsh.
Not too bad.
Yeah, not bad. Marty
that's
Walsh.
Cool to me.
Marty Green sent me an email earlier this week, said it was like 32. The wind chill factor was 32 below, I think, whenever
it
was Monday.
27 or 28, 29 below last night, night before.
But you can stand it, right? You're making
sure.
It. Doing all right?
Oh, yeah.
A hell of a
putting
man.
On the sunscreen this morning.
That's it, right, exactly. All right, Chris, thank you. 888-302-3684. Speaking of the blizzard, it perhaps will be in the mind of most once I remind you of what happened on this date, 1996. For those of you who are all about into the, polar vortex and global warming, number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which will air on many of these same stations over the weekend. I take 3 hours and go through all the top hits, the big conversational items that seem to have occupied people's minds and mouths this week. So with that being number one, I'm going to bring you back for a moment to this date, 1996, the third day of the blizzard of 96. The Northeast. I remember this because we had 3 feet of snow here on the farm. The big storm caused $1 billion in damage, killed 100 people. New York City had the heaviest snowfall in 48 years. Quick! Can you say global warming? Nope. Sorry. No sale. And I think perhaps in the no sale department is those who think Christie's going down. He's going to get flushed down the river. What's the big river in New Jersey? Is there a big river in New Jersey?
Probably some, I would imagine. I don't know. You'd probably wear cement boots in there if you got thrown in, right?
That was helpful. Thank you for adding that to the conversation, Jennifer. That was very helpful.
No, I'm here to help.
I understand that. All right, so it's 20 minutes before the hour. What else is going on that people ought to know about? Wall Street. Wall Street today. Unemployment expected to remain at a 5-year low of 7%. Do you know what garbage that is? What a crock. The unemployment numbers, this is how these people, these fools in the news media try to mislead everybody. The true number is 14-15%. 49 million people who could be working are not working. What are these numbers? That's why most of the time I ignore these numbers. People say, oh, isn't this good news? We got all these numbers, and it looks great. Everybody's hiring. Baloney. Half the people who are not working aren't in the numbers scheme. This is a play. You're being played. You're being handled by more people who are trying to manage numbers to make themselves look good. The number isn't good at all. So, okay, let's see. What do we have? Chemical spill in West Virginia. Who knows anything about that? A lot of people in the 9 different counties around Charleston, West Virginia, advised not to drink their water. Don't use tap water.
Scary.
Some kind of foaming agent has leaked into the Elk River. A foaming agent. Foaming. Let's see here. Dun, dun, dun. The foaming cleanser.
Oh, no. Are you really singing a song about this? You don't have to sing the news.
You know what? If they could do the news, the naked news. Remember that from a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I do.
Those ladies that did the naked. Why can't we sing the news? Seriously. Why can't we sing the news?
Well, we could. I just don't know if you should be a reporter.
Really? We could. We don't know if you should. Is that it?
Oh. That could be it.
All right, Michael, how much sound do we have from Bob Grant? How many?
We got a few clips. A
couple of minutes? A couple of clips, like, should I do this now or should I pause first?
We could play one now.
One now. Oh, we do one now and one later. So here's the story on Bob Grant. For those of you who are fans of this format, I have been involved in the talk radio world since 1974. One of the first people I ever met was a guy named Bob Grant, who at the time was in New York on WMCA, and I met him because I was working at WMCA as a pup. He was on, and I remember, and from that point on through my entire career, whenever I would see Bob Grant, it was always friendly. How's the show going? I wish I'd have gone into syndication, but he never would have made it in syndication because he was too early. He was the Michael Savage. Well, Michael Savage is a poor man's Bob Grant, in essence. Bob Grant was an acerbic, nasty, really angry, but he was a wonderful guy. In person, wonderful guy. But he was pretty tough. And this is why people listened to him. He was typical New York. He was on every talk radio station that there ever was in New York. WMCA, WABC, WOR. He was just an interesting guy, an interesting character. And it sort of reminds me, the lines, remember when Harrison Ford is getting the bad guy off of Air Force One? Hey, it was something like, get off of my plane. Well, Grant made a career out of throwing people off the off the air. So we have a couple of clips. He's being honored today in New York because he passed away. I think it was December 31st that he passed away. And so we have just a couple of clips from his. If you don't know anything about him, you'll find what you hear to be sort of a wry way of dealing with people.
The father of modern talk radio.
Well, I don't know about that.
I think so. He and Barry Farber.
Barry Farber and Bob Grant, Jerry Williams, Barry Gray was another one, Long John Neville, all those guys. But anyway, here's a clip from Bob Grant, if you never heard of
him. Anyway, getting back to Alec Baldwin, there's another story which appears in one of the papers today. That tells that he was a goofus, and he was a weirdo back at George Washington University, and was very upset because he lost an election to be class president. He never got over that. But this is a sick guy. Hey, Alec, if you're listening, I know you like to brag about being a macho guy, you like to punch out people. Why don't you try punching me out, Alec? You probably would look at me and say, I could take this guy, but boy, would you be in for a surprise, you bum.
Bob, one other thing?
Yes?
Could I please say hello to a very close friend of mine who loves you also? May I?
Well, you can say hello to me.
Well, you I love, but this is a woman.
And you can mention her name.
Her name is Mary. Hello, Mary. I know you're listening, and we'll talk about it lately.
You know, just because you sound like Angela Lansbury, no reason...
No, I'm an American citizen, Bob. I didn't say anything.
Oh, no. Hey, look, are you insulted because you sound like Angela Lansbury?
No, I think she sounds very nice.
Well, then why did you get very defensive suddenly?
Well, sometimes when people with an accent say something, they'll say, why didn't she go back to her own country?
No, I was just complimenting you, and I'm sorry I did.
No, don't say that. No. I love you, Bob.
Yeah, well.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. You tell her she sounds like Angela Lansbury, and she gets offended. Or defensive, or whatever.
Yeah. Classic moments. He could start an argument with a potato.
That's so funny.
He was really... excuse me. All right, well, sadly we don't have too many talented people on the radio anymore. And for the guy who just called, you're wrong again, Doug. Thank you, sir.
That's making you problem.
All right, let's see what we can come up with here. How about some Genucel? Genuine Genucel, as opposed to the people that are copying it, trying to tell you that you can get things from a product you put around your eyes to get rid of puffiness that isn't a result of stem cell therapy. Nope, not true. The area around your eyes that has the crow's feet, you want to get them gonzo, you want to have them less visible. Your eyelids are looking puffy, you want them to look better. Job done, and well done, thanks to Genucel, G-E-N-U-C-E-L. Genucel has all kinds of things. They'll make the bags and the puffiness under your eyes go away. Bye-bye, adios. So, may I be of help to you? May I help you get rid of those wrinkles in the morning? What's that song? Just call me Wrinkles in the Morning. Right? Remember that song? Nobody remembers.
Yeah, it sounds vaguely familiar.
Really?
Vaguely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so this product absorbs, like you wouldn't believe, like butter on your skin. And it gets rid of it, really does. In 12 hours, you're going to notice a distinct difference. Puffiness around your eyes will be gone. Crow's feet, small lines disappear. If you have an ounce of self-respect, you'll call 800. How do you like that for a call to action? If you have an ounce of self-respect, call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262 and get Genucel Serum from Chamonix. Matter of fact, mention Doug Steffen when you call. If you don't have to, you don't want to, but if you do, you'll get a jar of Esthetique face cream as a gift for trying Genucel. 800-543-9262. I think you will enjoy the results, and that's what you need. Results. Genucel. 800-543-9262.
It used to be hard to find the answers to questions. Like if you wanted to know how fast a peregrine falcon could fly, you'd need to get a falcon and a football field and a friend at the other end with a falcon treat and a stopwatch. Now you don't need any of those things. All you need is a computer and you can know. It's easy to get answers to tax questions too. You can use a computer to ask TurboTax a question. Like, can I deduct my new laptop? You don't need a falcon treat to get the answer to that. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace might.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
Many New Year's resolutions focus on fitness, but working out can be irritating, making the commitment challenging. Increase your odds of achieving fitness goals irritation-free with Dove Men Plus Care and tips from fitness expert Di Manuel.
To start the year right, first conquer your Monday workouts. It can be the most irritating day of the week, but it is the first step to help keep your commitment. Next, remove demotivating factors like underarm irritation with Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant deodorant, which has a clinically proven non-irritating formula, provides powerful 48-hour odor and wetness protection. The new Fresh Awake product has an energizing scent that's tough on sweat, not on skin.
Visit DoveMenCare.com and tell the anti-irritation experts what would make your Monday irritation-free for a chance to win great anti-irritation prizes. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 5th United States and D.C. 18 years or older. Ends 2-9-14.
2-9-14. This is 1-10-14. Doug's good day. 51 after the hour, folks.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Stephen, good day program, continuing to focus on the questions you have about what's going on in the world today. And so we continue to spin around and around and around, and where we stop, nobody knows. I'm happy to bring you up to date on a lot of technology talk, tech talk time on Good Day. We had this week, I think when I get off earlier in this hour, if you weren't listening, talking about the self-driving car. That may be the lead story, for me anyway, of what's coming out of CES. Interesting, Shelley Palmer has left that to everybody else. You notice that? I'm sure he's at the CES this week, but he hasn't had any day this week. There hasn't been any conversation with him about what's going on, because he's more focused on the nuance of how you're affected by the gadgetry and wizardry that's around. So with that in mind, he'll talk with you, Shelley Palmer, Will, our daily reporter on technology, about Amazon's attempt to start to compete with Weyerhaeuser, Costco. All right, so Amazon and Costco, the fight is on. Shelley reports on that in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
At Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event, you might think they're selling over 12,000 massively discounted items, from guitars to drums to keyboards to DJ gear and more. You might think they're selling holiday leftovers, closeouts, and floor models. No, what they're really selling is the greatest feeling on earth. They're also selling 2013 Gibson guitars at up to 35% off the regular price. Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event. Get in there. It's going on now.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowy!
You made them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do,
faster, faster!
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold uses directed.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, look out, Costco. Amazon is coming for you. Amazon is working on a new business called Pantry, which will let the company expand further into the consumer packaged goods market. Pantry is set to launch sometime this year and will be aimed at existing members of Amazon Prime. Launching with around 2,000 products you can normally find in grocery stores, like cleaning supplies, canned goods, and beverages, Pantry will let you put as many items as you can into a set-sized box up to a specific weight. The consumer packaged goods market is a massive industry in the United States, and Amazon is looking to mark its territory. Online retailers have struggled to break into the market in the past because a pack of Coke cans, for example, costs you as much as it costs Amazon to ship them to you. Encouraging you to put multiple items in a single box should help Amazon cover the shipping costs and get you what you need on the cheap. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
It's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace might.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
At DougStevens.com, our video of the day today is a part of a new online project called Give It 100, where people are encouraged to post daily videos as they attempt to make a change or learn something in 100 days. Video today is from LaKeisha, working on losing weight, getting healthier, winds up losing 30 pounds in her 100 days. A pretty good story. You might want to check it out. A nice, positive, uplifting thing to experience. Video of the day at DougStevens.com.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. Right? I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer can be fantastic. Boston beer.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace might.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.